This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Kimberly Todd from the Small Business Development Center. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Kyle. Thanks.
Haven't seen you in a while, and I know you guys are staying very busy.
Yes, we are, but I'm not here on SBDC business today. I'm here to talk about something that I do on the side.
What might that be?
I'm glad you asked. I'm helping organize the next TED Talk conference that's coming to Roseburg. We had one in 2017, and I was a part of that then as a speaker, and this time around, I get to help co-organize with some amazing, amazing people.
So what is a TED conference? I'm guessing it's not about some guy named Ted.
No, it's not. TED stands for Technology, Engineering, and Design, and that was how it started many decades ago when people, influencers, would have these type of conferences. It's now morphed into localized events. So they're called TEDx events. And you have to go through a process to get a license. TEDx Portland is very well attended. TEDx Bend is a big one that's been going on for a while. And we are lucky to have so much community support to actually apply and bring the TEDx conferences here. And to answer your question, they're just amazing talks about ideas worth spreading.
And where do you find some of the folks that are going to be speaking?
This is exactly why I'm here today, and I thank you so much for this time, because the speakers are everywhere in our community. The speaking application is open to anybody that wants to apply. They don't have to be local, but we do focus on local, and we really want to include a student component, whether that's a college-age student or a high school student. But if there's an idea or a thought that you've been turning around, that you tend to keep coming back to, that is worth exploring. That is worth spreading. Our very own Brian Prowitz did a talk on togetherness without tragedy. And that was a thought that he had because he'd experienced it, but he wasn't sure how to keep it going and why that can't happen without tragedy. Just really neat, just the best conversations that you can't ever put the thread down. So saying that, there's so many subject matter experts. I look around our communities. It's not always the leadership either. It's a lot of times just people doing the hard work every day, but they have an idea. They have something that they might want to flesh out and work on. And the TED applications are open right now. They'll be open till June 30th. And I would just challenge anybody listening to this to check it out at TEDxRoseburg.com. That's where the applications are. It's a very easy application, and then that launches you through the process. And I can say more about that, but that's the general idea.
I would imagine that you probably have to sort of, some of the folks that might apply, you're probably going to be familiar with them, or somebody with your group is, for the most part. But how do you take a look at people who are interested and figure out which ones to use?
Well, that is a very hard job, and that is up to our speaking committee. And Aaron Larson heads that up. He's a local guy that is tied in with a lot of public speaking and presentation things. But the thing I like about the TEDx conference is you don't have to be a public speaker. It really is an opportunity for people who have messages that maybe don't always stand up in front of a group or aren't on the radio like you are, to be able to dive deep into a subject matter that's really important to them. So I would find it hard to believe that any of the applicants wouldn't be somebody I would already know a little bit about. You're right about that.
Well, and obviously in Douglas County, as we've done lots of interviews on lots of subjects over the years, you sometimes find out that somebody ended up here for a reason that you wouldn't necessarily expect them to be here. But when you find out about their background and you find out some of the other things they've done, you're very surprised, because maybe they did a career switch and they used to do something in a different country or a different part of the U.S. or whatever. So we've got a lot of people here with a lot of different backgrounds.
Yeah, storytelling is definitely a component. Mine was much more of a storytelling. It was called Mommin' It Hard and the Wonder Doors. And by the way, all the talks are up there. You'll see a lot of familiar faces if you go to TEDxRoseburg.com and look at one of the TED Talks that were performed locally. I had my mind blown when I heard about the wine one. There are more varietal grapes grown in the Umpqua Valley than anywhere else in the world. Like, I still watch that one from time to time. It makes me excited about where we live. And that was a local gentleman who I'd never met before and probably wouldn't have come across. So you're right, there's a lot of subject matter experts. There's a lot of storytellers. There's people who are, there were two PhDs that gave a talk last time that were much more scientific based. But the great thing about the TED mantle is when TED takes a speaker through the process, you just become super clear about what your message is. You learn what to chop, what works. It's just such a magical experience. And Ted wants everything to be completely vetted. So there's no politics. There's no opinions. It's really something that has to fall within a certain guideline. And that's what the application process does.
I know a lot of times if people are making a presentation, it could be a service club or even just, you know, reading a family story to somebody or whatever. Sometimes I've done this myself where I finish up, you know, what it was supposed to be a 5-minute little talk, and I look at my watch and realize that I went 9 minutes, and where did those extra 4 minutes come from, and how many of them didn't need to be there?
You and I share the same affliction, and that's why I go to Toastmasters. Honestly, I'm always working on my speaking skills because I tend to have areas that I need to work on. But Ted really is about the message. And so an experience happened to me and I knew I loved it, kind of like Brian experienced his thing. And I just didn't know why. And then when you go through the process of figuring out how to deliver this message to others and how to communicate it well, you just learn so much about yourself. And I would challenge anyone that would like to even go through that process, because you'll go through a couple of things before the selection that will really help you kind of delve in. And if I might, I would like to challenge our community particularly. I think we live in an interesting region where timber and resources, wood product resources, are a big topic of conversation. And I really feel like it would be so great to have somebody from that community share with us their perspective, share with the world their perspective on that resource, because I don't know that there's enough public conversation about it. I mean, that's just my personal challenge to anybody listening today.
So the conference next year, do you have a date firmed up?
We are looking at April 2021, but I'm not going to say any dates. It's all about getting the speakers, because without the speakers, we won't be able to have the conference. And I do hope you invite us back as we go through the different segments of setting up the conference so that we can give you more information. But right now, if you know anybody, they don't even have to live here. There's a gentleman that lived here that's moved away for college. I personally messaged him and said, you might want to think about this. I've seen your video blog and you've got some things to say. And think of a couple people and send them the TEDxRoseburg.com link, because why not? Why not work on an idea we're spreading? What else are we doing right now?
So TEDxRoseburg.com, is that the basic place to get started and figure out what to do after
yes,
that?
Yes, it'll say speaking application open. You'll see the picture of the last conference with a lot of people you'll know. Everything's on that website that you could possibly want.
All right, Kimberly Todd, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.